Chapter 9. A Place to Hide. Everything seemed fuzzy, slow. Harry and Hermione jumped to their feet and drew their wands. Many people were only just realizing that something strange had happened. Heads were still turning toward the silver cat as it vanished. Silence spread outward in cold ripples from the place where the Patronus had landed. Then somebody screamed. Harry and Hermione threw themselves into the panicking crowd. Guests were sprinting in all directions. Many were disapparating. The protective enchantments around the burrow had broken. "Ron!" Hermione cried. "Ron! Where are you?" As they pushed their way across the dance floor, Harry saw cloaked and masked figures appearing in the crowd. Then he saw Lupin and Tonks, their wands raised, and heard both of them shout, "Protego!" A cry that was echoed on all sides. "Ron! Ron!" Hermione called, half-sobbing as she and Harry were buffeted by terrified guests. Harry seized her hand to make sure they weren't separated as a streak of light whizzed over their heads. Whether a protective charm or something more sinister, he did not know. And then Ron was there. He caught hold of Hermione's free arm, and Harry felt her turn on the spot. Sight and sound were extinguished as darkness pressed in upon him. All he could feel was Hermione's hand as he was squeezed through space and time, away from the burrow, away from the descending Death Eaters, away, perhaps, from Voldemort himself.
"Where are we?"
said Ron's voice. Harry opened his eyes. For a moment he thought they had not left the wedding after all. They still seemed to be surrounded by people.
"Tottenham Court Road,"
panted Hermione.
"Walk! Just walk. We need to find somewhere for you to change."
Harry did as she asked. They half walked, half ran up the wide, dark street, thronged with late-night revelers and lined with closed shops, stars twinkling above them. A double-decker bus rumbled by, and a group of merry pubgoers ogled them as they passed. Harry and Ron were still wearing dress robes.
"Hermione, we haven't got anything to change into,"
Ron told her, as a young woman burst into raucous giggles at the sight of him.
"Why didn't I make sure I had the invisibility cloak with me?"
said Harry, inwardly cursing his own stupidity.
"All last year I kept it on me, and..." "It's okay. I've got the cloak. I've got clothes for both of you," said Hermione. "Just try and act naturally until... this will do."
She led them down a side street, then into the shelter of a shadowy alleyway. "When you say you've got the cloak and clothes," said Harry, frowning at Hermione, who was carrying nothing except her small beaded handbag in which she was now rummaging.
"Yes, they're here,"
said Hermione, and to Harry and Ron's utter astonishment, she pulled out a pair of jeans, a sweatshirt, some maroon socks, and finally the silvery invisibility cloak.
"How the ruddy hell!"
"Undetectable extension charm," said Hermione. "Tricky, but I think I've done it okay. Anyway, I managed to fit everything we need in here."
She gave the fragile-looking bag a little shake, and it echoed like a cargo hold as a number of heavy objects rolled around inside it.
"Oh, damn, that'll be the books," she said, peering into it. "And I had them all stacked by subject. Oh, well, Harry, you'd better take the invisibility cloak. Ron, hurry up and change."
"When did you do all this?" Harry asked as Ron stripped off his robes.
"I told you, at the burrow. I've had the essentials packed for days, you know, in case we needed to make a quick getaway. I packed your rucksack this morning, Harry, after you changed, and put it in here. I just had a feeling."
"You're amazing, you are," said Ron, handing her his bundled-up robes.
"Thank you,"
said Hermione, managing a small smile as she pushed the robes into the bag.
"Please, Harry, get that cloak on."
Harry threw the invisibility cloak around his shoulders and pulled it up over his head, vanishing from sight. He was only just beginning to appreciate what had happened.
"The others, everyone at the wedding." "We can't worry about that now," whispered Hermione. "It's you they're after, Harry, and we'll just put everyone in even more danger by going back."
"She's right,"
said Ron, who seemed to know that Harry was about to argue, even if he could not see his face.
"Most of the order was there. They'll look after everyone."